Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to go talk with Daniel Turner. He's going to be our guest today. He's not really our guest. He's our star. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you with thankfulness for all your love and your grace and your mercy. And your patience, Father. We know that there is an end to that patience. And Father, we ask that you will watch over this nation and help us, Father, as your believers, those who are working, boots on the ground here, Father, to bring America home. To bring common sense back to life in this nation. To open the eyes of those who do not know you. That they might know you. And Father, we thank you for the many blessings of natural resources you have given us. And I pray that we will be good and faithful stewards of all the blessings you give to us. I ask your watch care over this nation. We do not deserve your blessings, for we have turned our face away from you. But you have a few children here that are praying awfully hard, Father. And I know that you hear those prayers. And I ask, Lord God, for such a time as this, in Jesus' name, that you will continue to protect us. Amen. Well, I'm going to go from that to an old Saturday Night Live. Pump you up. Remember when Saturday Night Live used to be funny? That was the Hans and Franz with Dana Carvey and Kevin Nielsen, helping viewers to get in shape as they made fun of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Pump you up! And they'd clap their hands and they had their fake muscles on. And of course, Arnold, you know, he isn't the brightest bulb in the Green Movement. The Green Movement isn't about pumping you up, America. Not our economy, not our way of life, and certainly not our national security. Pump you up! Might have a completely different meaning at the gas pump these days. When you see the high cost on the pump, you might be thinking, Joe Biden, I'd like to pump you up, man. Oh, but don't think that Let's Go Brandon Joe is without compassion. He's contemplating a federal holiday, a holiday on gasoline tax. Yes, yet another federal holiday in America. We should rejoice. Woohoo! With pumping up a 15-gallon at a time, I did a little ciphering. $5 per gallon, I'm just rounding it off. It's different across the nation. Might save you $2.75 when you spend $70. And America, don't be foolish with that savings you've got now. Welcome to the Green New Deal. I don't know how many of you took time to read exactly what they were proposing in that Green New Deal, but here it is. You may not have read it, but you're going to experience it. Break Americans. Pump you up and break you down. Middle class America will soon be non-existent, and America will be not build back better, but tyrannically torn down terribly. Pump you up. This is a group of friends fighting desperately for our energy sector, and that is power the future. They know when America is pumping, Americans are financially up, and national security as well as your families are a safer place. So today we welcome Power the Future's own Daniel Turner. Hey, Daniel, can you pump us up? How are you doing?
I wish I could. I wish I had some magic formula. But, you know, it's funny that you mentioned, first of all, hello and thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure. It's funny you mentioned Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's one of the the true Hollywood leaders of the green movement.
Oh, my gosh.
Very, very deeply concerned about climate change. But a fun little fact about Arnold Schwarzenegger, while he was governor of California, he much preferred his mansion in Hollywood to the governor's mansion in Sacramento. And he would fly via his own private jet every day from L.A. to Sacramento because he wanted to sleep in his own. He also had a relationship going on with the maid. So that's another maybe why he was racing to go home. But here's a man who was so deeply concerned about climate change that he took a private jet every day for commuting purposes. And the reason why he could, and I don't begrudge him this, I wish I were that wealthy. The reason why he could is because he could afford to do so. And that is the green movement. If you are wealthy, you don't have to worry about high gas prices or electric vehicles. Or if you're wealthy, you can just profess the religion of climate change. But then in your private life, you can do whatever the heck you wanted to because the costs don't affect you. Climate change really is just the scourge of the poor and the religion of the rich.
Isn't he the one that just bought a tank?
Yeah, he does drive a tank. Yes. Yes,
he's how big is his backyard? That's got to have a heck of a garage. Yeah, he drives a tank. Yeah. Yeah, Arnold, exactly. Pump you up is not my idea of where America should be.
No, and it's kind of funny that so many of the Hollywood folks do this. I mean, Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford, talks very often about how he loves to fly. He's a pilot. And he would fly his private plane, and it wasn't a jet, it was a prop plane, so it's probably a little bit fewer emissions, but he would fly his plane up the California coast to go to his favorite burger restaurants because, you know, he lived in busy L.A., but he liked the food closer to Napa. And when he was bored, you know, or with friends, it was a fun little treat. They would just jump in his plane and putter around. And all of these folks, they just live such a life of removal from what regular Americans go through, but they profess the right religion and no one holds them to task. Harrison Ford is a huge global ambassador for climate change, wants Chinese-style control of the economy and of people's rights to stop the climate crisis. But again, in his private life, lives with a carbon footprint that is the size of some small villages, and he's allowed to, because he's rich and he believes the right things.
Do you think that they really believe in climate change?
No.
And I'm serious. Do you really think that they buy their own rhetoric? Because I don't believe they do. I don't believe Obama does. I don't believe Biden. I don't know that Biden buys anything. He rides a bike mostly peaceful. But he, you know, yeah, we can all fall off a bike. Poor man.
No, it's elder abuse, Beth Ann. I believe they believe in the power of climate change.
I think you're right there.
It accomplishes a goal that it is that quote that Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, made famous, you know, never let a crisis go to waste. And then the second part is the more important part because – and I'm getting a little confused. I apologize. It's never let a crisis go to waste because it gives you the opportunity to achieve things you never would have otherwise. And that's what it is. Climate change is a wonderful crisis because it gives people the power. It gives authoritarians the power to accomplish what otherwise they wouldn't be able to, just like COVID was a great crisis. We've talked a lot about comparing the two. If you ever thought they would have shut down your church, we would have said not in America, but COVID crisis, they did, and they succeeded at it.
I think they've been building on the climate change crisis for decades upon decades. And finally, they've convinced an awful lot of people that it is real, and it is not a real crisis. Do we need to be good stewards? Yes, but we are not. We did not cause a hole in the ozone. We've already proved that to be wrong. You know, In the scriptures, when the prophets prophesied and they were wrong, it meant death. These guys, they don't pay anything for their lies and deception. I hear the music. We're headed straight into a break. I want to take back where we came from when we can return. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Turn to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Power of the Future's Daniel Turner. He is a regular guest here. He's a sponsor of the show through Power of the Future, and we appreciate that so much. Without him, we wouldn't have the power to be here. And, you know, there's so much on this, I don't know how to put it, but there's so much going on right now that it's hard to stay focused. But really and truly, the breaking down of this nation is the taking away of our energy independence. Don't you think, Daniel?
Oh, absolutely. It's why I got into the energy issue, because it does undergird everything else. And not to say that other things are not equally important. You know, I love the education issue. I think, boy, if there's ever one thing you could get passionate about, it's how not just poorly educated our kids are, but willfully, intentionally maleducated our children are. I mean, there's lots of important issues happening, but what runs everything is energy. And it's why America was made great, and why the West was great, is because we discovered the power of starting with coal, and that really transformed the whole Industrial Revolution and enabled factories to exist, which gave regular people jobs, which took people out of poverty and out of hunger. Energy has transformed the world from a place of noble lords and peasantry to a worldwide middle class, and definite degrees of middle class. You know, Marx introduced the class envy aspect, and it's unfortunate now that people who make $100,000 a year are angry. People who make $200,000 a year and people who make $75,000 are mad at people. We're all middle class, and there's degrees of it. But energy has allowed us to have relative health, prosperity, opportunity. It affords us freedom. And as we get rid of that, look at what it does to all of those things. Look at what it's doing to the instability of family life because of food prices and electricity prices and filling up your car prices. And so making energy expensive makes life difficult. And when life is difficult, we get societal unrest. And sadly, I think that's where we're headed.
We have, you know, the education is indoctrination. And so that's just part of them indoctrinating our children and our grandchildren into communism. And so they are teaching, they've got to break down the unity in this country, which they've done a very good job of. Separate us. Categorize us. We were two genders. Now I have no clue how many they believe we are. And they're teaching these children all this garbage. But the foundation of everything, including our food sources, everything, the foundation or the footings is our energy sector. Because we can't do anything if we don't have energy. And I'm not just talking about gasoline at the pump to pump you up, but it's everything. You know, I still go back and chuckle at you saying they can't even have their Sharpies for their posters. You know, it's every single thing, you know, the schools where they're indoctrinating the children. Everything they're doing there has to have this footing of energy. Everything.
Yeah.
And so snatching that away from America is really crippling us. It's taking away our national security. It's taking away our food source or eliminating our food sources. The education department, the construction development of the nation, the infrastructure, they're just destroying it all.
Mm-hmm. There's a wonderful book, which I highly recommend to your audience. And when I come visit you in person, I will bring you a gift. But it's by a British philosopher. He's not an energy philosopher. He's not an energy expert. It's just a true philosopher. Wonderful book called Foragers, Farmers, and Fossil Fuels. And he talks about the history of the world and what has happened to civilization. And he goes from foragers to farmers to fossil fuels. And the underlying thesis of the whole book is that the vast experience of man on earth is hunger, and people just literally did anything they could to try to, yes, protect themselves from wild animals and protect themselves from the elements and not get sick and not get hurt, but really just the search for food and how we went from foragers, and then we had the agrarian revolution and then the fossil fuel revolution and the industrial revolution. And for the first time really in history, the majority of the world was not hungry. Even, you know, noble lords in the time were hungry. And granted, they stole from the peasants and they used their little armies to take their food, but they were hungry. Everyone was hungry. Mm-hmm. And so what you were saying just now makes so much sense of what fossil fuels, what energy has enabled us to do is not experience that. And then what do we do with our surplus energy? We build better homes and we start little businesses and we, but that basic, there's also that Maslow's hierarchy of needs, this other philosopher and economist who talks about how your basic needs have to be taken care of before you can climb the scale. And ultimately, if you want to become a painter and you love painting, not a room painter, like, or a ceiling painter, but like an artistic painter, is only possible if your other needs are taken care of. That's the luxury, the largesse of a prosperous society. And right now we have a lot of young people who want to be painters or they want to make little videos on YouTube. But those basic needs have to be taken care of by someone or somehow. And that's where the energy industry comes in. And that's where inexpensive, abundant, reliable energy is key. And boy, the concern I have as a society as we are moving away from that. You know, we see rioting in the city. Heck, look at Juneteenth celebrations in my home city of D.C. murder, 19 shootings, couple dead.
Wasn't really a backyard barbecue holiday, was it?
Yeah, I mean, that's just civil unrest because of lack of order and lack of morality and lack of family structure. And on top of that, lack of food. And I do think that's where we are headed. Ask any farmer, and they'll tell you that's where we're headed. What's going to happen to our civil unrest when people are not rioting because they're poorly behaved young people? They're rioting because they're hungry. That's my concern.
Well, you know, they want the big talk right now is to disarm America, to remove the Second Amendment altogether, and that's what they want to do. And but they're crippling America by removing our energy independence. It's only going to be like Obama's on their Martha's Vineyard that can afford to heat or cool their houses.
Yeah.
I don't know that he has to heat it too much there, but, you know, it's they're the only ones that are going to be able to be comfortable. The rest of us are going to be looking for something to burn in the backyard just to stay warm. And I know that's maybe exaggerated, but when you see what's happening in the cities with all this crime, and you go back just, what was it, 2 years ago or so that we were watching the same thing in Venezuela? You know, you see them cuffing and stuffing Pete Navarro. You know, it's like, what on earth is happening in this country? You know, sometimes, Daniel, I wonder if they're going to come through. We've been hacked twice on our website, so we must be doing something. But, you know, are the guys in black with the armor on, are they going to come in here and take away the talk show host that keeps denying climate change and says there's only two genders and says 2020 election was stolen? Are they going to come after me? I don't know.
That's why today's announcement that the Twitter board unanimously agreed for the sale to Elon Musk, I think, is so essential because it's the first big platform to quote unquote fall. And it hasn't fallen. It's just gone back, or maybe will go back to normalcy. And here's a man who's not even culturally American. He's an American citizen now. He became one, but he's from South Africa. He's from the Anglo-Saxon tradition of law, et cetera, but he's not an American, and he has a better understanding of the First Amendment than many in Congress. And he says, look, the freedom of speech means you can't stand, you should be able to stand in the middle of the street and bash your governor or your president and not be afraid of being arrested. The freedom of speech he emphasizes all the time on social media is about the government. But Twitter is not the government. And so what's going to happen if we allow these other public squares to get policed by the thought police? We need to have free speech. We need to be able to express ideas without other people saying that's not allowed in the public square, because he makes the point our public square has changed. We do have a virtual public square. People don't express themselves now going and standing on a soapbox. Yeah, they do it online. That is the new public forum, and we need to have free expression. It's amazing if this happens, because it will be the first big institution to revert back to normal.
If you have to fear what might happen to you if you say something, you're already under tyranny. Colbert and his crew, they went to the Capitol, and they didn't get in any trouble. But
nope.
We still
amazing
have people.
Amazing how that happened.
Yeah. We're going into a break. You're listening to CST Talk Radio with Daniel of Power the Future, and we'll be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner of Power the Future. Visit their website and glean from the information that they have there and join them in this fight, because America, they can't do it on their own. They cannot do it on their own. You got somebody willing to go for you. He's boots on the ground. He goes around and he speaks. He goes around and he just, you know, tries so hard to keep things moving and going and to educate Americans as to the truth. PowerTheFuture.com. Just very simple. Or you can go to my website. If you're already on my website listening, it's just click on the icon with the big old lightning bolt on it, powerthefuture.com. I know you have to leave early today here, Daniel, but let's talk about what is actually happening right now that we need to know about.
Well, if any of your wonderful listeners were watching the news this weekend, they saw the president was able to take a nice long weekend at his beach house, which is good. You know, he needs a break. He works until at least 1 o'clock every day, 3 days a week. And so he deserved a little weekend at the beach. I don't know if any of you took a beach vacation. But you know, when the taxpayers are paying for Air Force One, it's really not an expensive flight to the beach house every weekend. Like, I was making fun of Schwarzenegger for commuting every day, and the president's no better. I mean, he flies Air Force One and his entire entourage back to Delaware every weekend. But if anyone listened to his remarks, he was followed by the press, and he loves to pretend his parents were philosopher kings. They always have quotes. My dad used to say, my mom used to say, and his mom had another wise expression that if the the duck and the chicken or making a pie, then I don't know how it went. But regardless, it was something about how if life is hard, then something good is going to come out of it. And he said, and so what's going on right now with energy prices, you know, it's an opportunity for something good to come out of it. It's an opportunity for us to make this transition to wind and solar and renewables. And he basically let the cat out of the bag. That this is what's going on right now. What's going on is, as we have talked about before, is that all of this is deliberate. They want high energy prices. They want this pain because, as Biden said, quoting his philosopher mom, this is the opportunity to move to something else. And if you believe in the power of government, if you believe in the benevolence of the state, and you hate the private sector the way most Democrats and Biden does, then getting rid of a private sector fossil fuel industry and replacing it with a government-run renewable energy industry is ultimately good. And even though you're going through tremendous pain and, boy, you can't afford to buy chopped meat anymore, ultimately it's good because we will have a better tomorrow thanks to his wisdom and his mom's philosophy.
Well, let me give a little philosophy. Let me give a little
bit. Please.
You know, straight off the farm. You know, the chicken was very grateful to the farmer. I mean, he fed them, you know, he kept them fed. He kept the water there clean and nice. And she was talking to the pig one morning and she says, you know, let's make a really good breakfast for the farmer. I'll provide the egg if you'll provide the bacon. Well, the chicken thought that that was a great idea, but the pig thought that he might have to sacrifice a little bit more than the chicken. So, America, which one are we? Are we the chicken? Who is the chicken here that's making such a sacrifice? And who is the pig that's making even a greater sacrifice?
Yeah. It is a lot like the COVID commentary we heard all the time. We're all in this together. And then and then they would get on their private yacht and go to Turks and Caicos for the weekend. You'd say, well, I guess some of us are in it more than others, right? Some of us are more in this than others. And that's a little bit what we see with the fossil fuel indifference. Like, hey, look, this is tough. But, you know, if we just stick it through, we'll have this renewable tomorrow and everything will be great. What's fascinating about this philosophy or this belief system is that they can't point to anywhere where this is the case. Proof of that is that Germany is turning back on 26 coal fire plants. And the reason why they're turning them on is because they know they work. They know they work well and they're efficient and they're inexpensive and they are desperate for energy. Their grid is faltering. They don't want to buy any more natural gas from Putin. And again, for some bizarre reason that only the Lord himself can explain, the wind is not blowing in Europe, and it hasn't blown consistently for almost a year and a half now. I don't know why, but it hasn't, and Germany's in struggling. So what are they doing? They're going back to what works, which is coal. So here we have a president that's thrusting us into the direction of Germany, and Germany is thrusting us back into the direction of successful fossil fuels. And it's not just America doing this. Canada's doing this. Australia's doing this. The Brits, most of the West is following this foolish example. We're going to have an all renewable tomorrow. And the people who have done this decades before are going backwards saying, yeah, that was a mistake. It's not going to work.
And we have to remember what you and I talked about Friday. Obama, he didn't put in windmills. They're on his vineyard. And he didn't put on solar panels, but he put in 3 propane tanks.
Yeah.
So you have to think, they really don't believe the scripture they're telling us. They do not believe in their own crises. And they're willing to maybe give an egg, but they want the American people to cut off their leg and give you the bacon. Yeah.
So, I would love to do the math, and I'm sure I could. I just have to take out some paper and a pencil and do the math. But the equivalent of those 3,000 gallons of propane that he installed on his property, how much wind turbine? Because he would have to build the turbines close to his home, And even though he has 15 acres of land on the ocean, he doesn't want to see those ugly wind turbines. So he's not going to put them offshore. He's not going to block the view. Yeah, he doesn't want solar panels on his property either. So he buried three propane tanks and filled them with 3,000 gallons. And that's what I would do. That's what most people who have the ability to would do. But it is funny to say that those who believe the climate issue the most, the green issue, the renewable issue, they don't seem to ever embrace it again in their personal life. Joe Biden is very comfortable jumping on Air Force One to go home for the weekend, just as we talked about Schwarzenegger, just as we talked about anyone who has the ability to choose. They never choose voluntarily what they want the rest of us to be compelled under the threat of government coercion, what we should have to be forced to do. It's a very strange direction we're heading in, and I think the American people are waking up to it.
I think so.
Savvy, yeah.
But I think they're still wondering, what on earth can I do? I think that's still in their minds, and it's been grievous to me in the last few weeks, because I've been concerned about my own listeners as to what they can do, and I think people feel helpless. I mean, you go to the pump and you have to fill up, especially if you're working. And even if you're retired, you still have to fill your tank up once in a while. And then you can't afford to go anywhere, whether it's to work, whether it's to the grocery store. You know, now I guess people say we ought to be coordinating all those. Well, yeah, you should. But sometimes you can't. You know, even trips to the doctors. You know, a lot of elderly people, they make regular trips to the doctors. I've got a mother-in-law that's blind and she's deaf. She's been deaf most of her life. And now she's, you know, she's impaired visionally. So she has to see these doctors often. And, you know, getting there, people have to take her, and that's fine. That's not a problem. Filling up with gas, you know, to get there, because you live in rural America. It's not just across the block. You know, you're talking 20 miles, 25 miles, 40 miles to the doctor.
Yeah.
And while
this is not progress.
No. And so people are hurting, and I think you're absolutely right that they're waking up. But next time you're on, let's tell them what they can do. Visit powerthefuture.com. Help him out. Promote him. Push that website to everybody else and let them know that Daniel's working for them. Daniel, I know you have to go. Thank you for all that you do. We appreciate you so, so much.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
God bless you. PowerTheFuture.com and CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
I am Elmer Heinrich, president of the company that sells Immuno 150, the most complete nutritional product on the market. This product contains 9 exotic fruits, 13 vitamins, 17 herbs, 18 amino acids, 70 minerals, COQ10, flaxseed, and much more. The 70 minerals are the key. Immuno 150 has what your body needs, especially the 70 minerals, because you have probably never consumed more than 20 minerals in your life. Place your order for Immuno 150 and include a supply for your children and grandchildren, because they need 70 minerals as badly as you do. My wife and I have taken Immuno 150 for many years. I am 88 years old, she is 79, and we're both in perfect health. No aches, no pains, nothing. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is $49.95. and can be ordered on our website, immuno150.com, or by calling 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224. 316-2224. Like thousands of others, you won't believe the results.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow's bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel set, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code BethAnn or call 1-800-978-6168. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-978-6168 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, we had Daniel with Power of the Future on, and he is a sponsor of the show, my friends, and he, without him, we couldn't be here. I only have a few sponsors. Could use a whole lot more. If you got any ideas, or if you, anybody out there listening wants to make a few bucks, give us a call in the office, 573-796-2166, and we'll talk about you doing some sales on a commission basis. 573-796-2166. And we're here around 8 o'clock in the morning till usually five. Sometimes we have to leave early. On his website, on Daniel Turner's website, powerthefuture.com, he mentions here that Americans' energy's biggest threat is Biden's bureaucrats. Now again, I have the Green New Deal. It is only about 14 pages. It's an easy, as far as that goes, it's an easy read. It's not an easy read as far as how you're going to feel about it, your emotions. But he says the biggest threat to American energy isn't AOC, and it isn't really other elected officials. It's the unelected appointees, Biden's unelected appointees, who can make life impossible for American energy companies without any direct accountability to the American people. You know, that's what bureaucrats are, my friends. So when they implement, install regulations and mandates and permits that you have to purchase or licenses, it's a tax. You have no representation when it comes to these bureaucrats. And like we were talking in the last segment, we're not in this together. They never missed a day of work. They never missed a paycheck like America did. They shut down everyday Americans. But corporations like Walmart and Costco and others, they got to stay up. They got to stay open. Churches had to shut down while liquor stores stayed open. What do you think? Were they trying to promote your safety? Your well-being? No. People are still getting COVID. COVID is here to stay. I have two kids that their families have COVID again. They had it in 2020. One just had it this year, and she's got it again. She's been under a lot of stress. They've been moving and such. COVID is here to stay. So you better get used to it. Stop being fearful of it. But this bureaucratic tyranny should not be here to stay. He says the hurdles thrown up by these bureaucrats are the biggest reason why energy production has dropped so significantly under Biden. And it isn't speeding back up, even as Russia's energy dominance grows. Why would theirs grow, huh? Because he's, what the FERC? F-E-R-C. FERC. What is that? One of the worst offenders is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And that's what FERC stands for. They are the government's top energy regulator. And they have the power to approve or to kill pipelines and important energy infrastructure projects. So they're all about building the infrastructure when they're speaking to you. But then behind the scenes, they're making it most difficult. And then they want to blame the energy companies. Are they making money? Yeah, they're making money. But they can't produce. He says they tried to jam through a new rule that would make it almost impossible to build any new natural gas pipeline. Now this, I think he's had this on there for a while because he's talking about Senator Manchin and that he told FERC to put a fork in it. Manchin called no punches when he addressed them about their rule. Manchin said to deny or put up barrier to natural gas projects and the benefits they provide while Putin is actively and effectively using energy as an economic and political weapon against our allies is just beyond the pale. And they did, for now. They backed off, for it couldn't take the political pressure. Remember that. So they said they would decide later. So don't be fooled. We know they'll bring it back when they think they can get away with it. The American people need to stand up. Thank Senator Manchin. You know, I'm not all about the Democrats, but he has been doing a good thing. Mainly because I think he knows he won't get reelected if he doesn't. But you need to stand with him and the American energy workers. They make our lives better. And right now, you know, we have preached it here for a long time that rural America is under attack. Well, who else is in rural America? The energy sector is in rural America, majority of it. They're not in the middle of the city. Their offices might be. Rural America, all of America, is under attack. Let me make this perfectly clear. Perfectly clear, if I could say it perfectly clear. Climate change is a hoax. It is a lie that has been perpetrated, that has been fed to our children through school, through weekly readers, through everything. I don't even know if they make weekly readers anymore. National Geographics, all of it. It's a lie. And you are being punished for this lie. You did not. You know, oh, that we could have that much power to control the weather. If we could control the weather, we would have done it a long time ago. I know they put up satellites and they do this and do that, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you, America. So what's the takeaway on this? FERC backed down because of political pressure. So in the last segment, when I was talking to Daniel, I was saying, I fear that the American people are so beat up, discouraged, that they don't know what to do and they think that they can't do anything. Well, let me tell you, you can fight City Hall. That expression must have been made by someone in City Hall. But you can fight City Hall. You know who put City Hall there? You did. You own City Hall. Now, don't go in there and act like it. But you own City Hall. You own the state legislator. You own Congress. At least your representatives. So make it count. Start making those phone calls. Start standing up for what's right. Stop being fearful of what you might say, that the men in black are going to come through here with, take you down, stuff you and cuff you. I hope they allow visitors when I'm taken away. Because there's two genders, male and female, and climate change is a hoax, and the 2020 election was stolen. And you're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we'll see you tomorrow.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.